I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
They are getting ready to start some sort of a news conference in Providence, Rhode Island regarding the Brown University killings over the weekend on Saturday. It looks like somebody's talking, but on CNN, the anchors are still chatting back and forth. So I don't know what's going on necessarily. Unless they're just saying we're going to keep an ear on it, which would tell me that they were given advance notice that we're not going to say anything important.
But they are breaking down the case right now. I don't know if this is a new press release or press conference, or if they're just playing
from yesterday.
Yeah,
it could be from yesterday because they keep saying soon. Update on Brown University killings.
We'll monitor and take that if and when we need to.
Okay. Story here from the Kansas
City. And there they go.
The police chief is live and taking the microphone.
Okay, here we go. Let's go to Providence, Rhode Island, an update on the Brown University killings. Okay, what they're doing now is they are showing pictures of a person they want to talk to. It is not a person of interest. These are new photos that have just come out. This person is not.
So we have released this enhanced photo earlier today, and I want to be clear that this is a person that we would like to speak with. We truly believe, based on the video footage that we have been watching for throughout a few days, that it may have relevant information to the investigation. So we're asking the public that you can help us identify who this individual is, as well if the individual themselves sees their picture, to please contact the police department. As far as one thing that I want to mention, I want to urge you, the public, not to rely on or circulate AI-generated images that are currently being shared on social media, as they're not verified or credible. As well, the updates and information that you're getting will be provided exclusively through this department's official channels. I want to make sure that we make that happen, and please notify the public to make sure that that occurs. I would also like to clarify and show a map. Please, if you can play the map.
While they're showing Sam, come back to us just for a minute, because they're going to show a map for, you know, if you live in that area, this is going to be useful to you. And the squiggly line that this guy was walking, they want to talk to this student. He looks like a student.
He looks like a student, but
hoodie,
we don't know that.
Yeah,
for a fact.
Hoodie, backpack, water bottle. He looks like every student, maybe a grad student, right? They want to talk to him because they keep saying, we think he came in the path of the shooter. Mm-hmm. He was in proximity to the shooter. But I looked this up during a break. Would you like to guess how many people on average any one of us passes outside in a day? On average, they've studied this. The study was actually in 2022.
So I went to the gym this morning. Okay. I know that I passed well over 100 people.
In one full day, how many people does the average person pass?
I'm going to say, and we're including work, going to the gym.
Yep.
110.
I'm going 80.
You lost your mind. Generally speaking, research has indicated the average person passes by approximately 1,000 people every day.
Come on.
Did you go to the park?
No.
Were you outside?
Out back. There were some kids in the playground.
Now, okay. If you didn't leave your house, that's going to be a different number. But Sam, my daughters went to the plaza yesterday with the dog. I guarantee you they passed in the entire day between work, school, grabbing Starbucks, and going to the plaza, 1,000 people.
Now, if you get out and about, but most people post-pandemic work from home. Well, not most, but a whole lot of them do.
And that's going to bring that number down.
They pass 3 people a day.
But if you're a student, and I really think that this kid they're looking for is going to be a student, and you're out on a college campus, and you're passing 1,000 people a day, Sam, my point is this. Even if they can narrow down who is this kid that was in proximity of the guy, that might have a better description of the guy, none of us are going to remember that encounter. Our heads are down in our cell phones.
Where I thought you were going to go with this is that our eyeballs only truly take in about 10% of what they see in any given moment.
Correct.
Unless you are very, very
actively
much
looking around.
Yeah. Great point on the text line. Are we counting the drive to work?
Okay. How many people do you pass? Like a guy out walking his dog. That's why.
What about the 1,000 cars that went in the opposite direction?
I mean,
does that count as people that I pass?
Well, they've asked. There are several cars in the 15 surveillance clips we've seen of the shooter. There are several cars, and they've said, if this was you stopped at this stop sign, we want to hear from you. To which I said, no one is going to remember that. I drive to work on autopilot in my brain. I don't even know what I just look up and I'm here.
Like I went to the gym this morning. This is embarrassing. I can remember two people. One guy was really annoying with his workout and another woman was really hot.
Okay. Let's go back to that. Why with 1,000 people that any of us pass in a day, what would make you take notice of? I think 10% is way too high. I don't think you remember 100 people out of your day that you pass out of 1,000. Let's say it's 10. What would make someone stand out that you would remember them? And Scott just hit on one. Someone who's a weirdo, you're going to be like, what's going on with that guy?
The 10% is the pixels of color within your vision at any given moment.
Sure.
So really, if you were going to break that down to how many people did you notice that you walked by, it'd probably be like 5.
Super hot person.
Super good looking.
Now, this guy had a mask on. That's not as normal as that would have been back certainly in pandemic times. But do you stop and like eyeball him? And if he went and robbed a liquor store, would you raise your right hand in court and say, I can tell you exactly what he looked like because I passed him 4 days ago on a sidewalk for 5 seconds.
And what, even if I was this person that they want to talk to, who is not a person of interest, but who is in, they keep using this word, in the proximity of the person of interest, what more can I tell you that you don't already know?
Yeah, I can tell you, I think he was wearing a hoodie.
He was wearing a black and green jacket.
And a mask.
He was wearing a skull cap and a mask. You already know all of those things.
Unless, here's another example, someone trips and falls in front of you, says something weird, you know, is leashed to a ferocious dog. It would have to be something that does not exist in this case that would stand out, that you would go, yeah, I remember that guy.
I'm weird where if I walk into any room, say it's a restaurant, say it's some event that we're going to, I have to stand there and orient myself. Mm-hmm. And by orient myself, I mean I'll look at any faces. I'll try to perceive threats. I do the same thing walking down the sidewalk.
There's the exits.
I am odd. I understand that. Most people don't do that. They would walk down the street, see a guy with a mask on, with a beanie, and with a jacket, and be like, oh, there's a human, and keep on walking. Me, I might take a second look at that guy because I'm like, why do you have a mask on and a beanie? And you know, it's not that cold out, bro.
It's cold enough out. I don't think I would think
Rhode
twice
Island
about
in the
this guy.
Rhode Island in the winter, I mean.
Has anyone said why they like laser focused in on the wrong person for 24 hours. Or if we had just in the beginning not thought they had caught the guy, I don't know that we would be in this position. Why did they laser focus in on the wrong guy?
They did the same thing back on September 10th when Charlie Kirk was assassinated.
That's right.
Police even tackled the guy. And he's like, what? And then he confessed, which was very confusing.
Sam, let's dip back in for just one more minute real quick. This is the police chief in Providence, Colonel Oscar Perez.
Talking about surveillance video.
You want to talk to him. Can you drill down at all on any interactions that you believe he may have had with the main person of interest? Did he talk to him? How close was he to him? Any interactions, what can you tell me?
So, yeah, we have video footage of the determinants to us and the detectives that can tell that this person was in the vicinity where the subject of interest was that we wanted, that we actually have an interest
how close?
On. Close enough that we feel that we need to speak with them to find out what they, because videos don't speak. If you think about it, I wish the video could speak and then I'll have the answers that we need to, so that we can continue on this investigation. So we're trying to find out exactly what it is and that's why we need to speak with them.
Does this person's new individual have anything to do with why the person of interest was seen running in the surveillance footage?
Again, I wish the videos could speak. We're trying to get those answers.
And have you found any items of interest during your search, specifically clothing?
Nothing as we speak, no.
Up front here.
Who among law enforcement or other first responders was first on the scene that day, and who came next?
So Brown University was on scene, and then immediately the Providence Police Department within minutes was there.
All right.
They're going local. We're going to dip out. Why would you notice someone walking? Why? It's going to be a very short list of answers unless you're like Sam or unless you're in law enforcement.
Several reasons. If they appeared intoxicated,
okay.
If they appeared, and I use this term in air quotes, different.
Sketchy.
If they appeared distressed, I would pay attention. If they were distressed, I might actually approach them. I'm sure I would. And say, do you need help?
You hear why the reporters almost exasperated were saying, like, how close was he to this guy? And he just said, close enough we want to talk to him. Well, did they exchange words? He goes, we don't know. There's no audio.
And that's my point. And that's the point. And I know we got to get to break, Sam. I'm cognizant of that. That tells me that they have video that they have not released. It's just my guess of the two of them having some sort of a conversation.
Or interaction. Let's call it an interaction.
Okay.
Because what I read on closed captioning was they are looking at 1 second of video. It's less than 1 second of video.
They haven't addressed this, but I would assume they've done their homework. Do they have video of this particular guy carrying out the shooting, or are we just looking for this guy that might even be the wrong guy?
He might be the wrong guy. There is no video of the shooting because it was in an older building that did not have cameras.
This man was casing for five hours.
He was horribly suspicious.
Okay.
But and by the way, he used a handgun, not a long gun. That's why when you see him walking down the street, if he is the suspect, you don't see a gun.
Yeah, it would be concealed.
Presumably it's in his jacket. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Have you ever looked up and realized that you have not looked up or made eye contact with, like, the person checking you out?
Like, at the grocery store?
Anywhere.
Looking at me, checking me out, like...
This is more
checking
like
you out.
No, this is more like up Sam's alley, but like we just don't interact with one another in a way that like we used to decades ago.
Dana, the three of us were ringing bells at a grocery store on Friday. How many people didn't even look in our direction?
6 out of 10. Six out of 10 did not look.
One guy sprint into a door trying to avoid us.
No,
that was awkward.
This is a true story.
Yeah.
It was probably guilt. You know, we're ringing the bells trying to collect money for the Salvation Army. This one guy is walking through the parking lot, sees or hears us, and then starts running. The doors are automatic. He runs right into the door. And I'm like, bro, you okay? He's like, fine.
But Dana, you're right. I mean, my entire life, I've had a problem with eye contact to the point that I had to come up with tips and tricks on how I could make it look like I was looking into people's eyes without looking into their eyes. Uh-huh. And even now, I find that people refuse to look into my eyes. Not that I want them to, because it makes me uncomfortable, but it's like, hey,
we're having
a conversation. Look up.
Here's a trick, because I do this. And I caught myself the other day. I had just been looking down. I wasn't looking at my phone. I just wasn't looking up.
Looking at your shoes.
And then when it came time to interact with the clerk, and I'm trying to remember where I was, I tried to make up for it by look at the name tag. And I said, thank you, Adam. I remember his name was Adam. Hmm. But this was yesterday, Scott. Ask me what he looked like. I can't even remember with certainty where I was in telling you this story.
Was he white?
Yes.
Did he have brown hair?
Yes.
Was it curly or straight?
That's it. I've got white, brown hair, and
Is he taller than you or shorter than you?
Everyone's taller than me. So I just said, thank you, Adam.
Did you look him in the eyes?
Mm-hmm. I looked him in the eyes when I said it, because I felt guilty that prior to, I wasn't looking at him.
What color were they?
I have no idea.
Straight nose or crooked nose?
I have no idea.
Was he young or old?
No idea.
You don't know if he was young or old?
People screw this stuff up in a bank robbery where someone is robbing someone and then running right by. We know how inaccurate eyewitness testimony is, right? Mm-hmm. So why would any of us have any accuracy when it's just some dude walking by that is completely nondescript other than he's a little dumpy? We keep saying that, but he is. He's like...
He's got a beer belly.
He just is a dumpy looking guy.
He didn't miss last night's Big Mac.
He did not.
Or last night's six pack. Clearly.
I mean, it's tough because I work in a job where you have to laser focus on every single person that walks in the door, right?
I went today and I looked, I made eye contact.
Yeah.
I said, thank you. Have a good day.
And I'll notice that when I talk to customers, they will be like, oh my God, you are so personable. And
you
I'm like, I am literally doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
All like, I said was hello with a smile.
I wouldn't say you're not personable at all, Sam, but I would also, you're not like an oversharer on an airplane.
But
you know what I mean?
If this kid was a student, oh, I am an oversharer on an airplane. If this kid was a student, I all but guarantee you that he was looking at his phone when he walked past.
It doesn't look like he has anything but a water bottle in his hand.
Yeah.
Ask me about the weirdo that I saw at the gym this morning.
Okay. But that's different. He's a weirdo. Go ahead.
He had short, straight hair.
Okay.
He was probably, my guess would be, mid to late 50s. He was wearing shorts and a t-shirt, but I couldn't tell you what color either one of them was.
Okay.
Clean shaven, white.
That's it. And he stood out to you.
If you put him in a lineup, I think I could pick him out.
This is why we can't send people to the death penalty on eyewitness testimony.
Exactly.
What made him a weirdo? Was he methy?
No, he was just like high kicking, like okay. Walking on the track, high kicking like this. And I'm just like, okay, this is a walking track.
Can you imagine him in the lineup? Could you have them high kick for me, officer? I'm going to need them to do some high kicks.
I just remember I was behind him. And, you know, when you're high kicking around the track, you're going a little slower than everybody else.
Of course. And you're focusing on form.
I'm like, you nerd. And I thought, I'm going to have to pass this guy. And he's going to kick me in the back of my head. And I just remember walking by and kind of looking over, thinking, weirdo. And that was it. And I saw him one other time walking another direction. I don't know that he knew where he was.
But great point from the text line. So we did go ring the bell. We were there for a couple hours, Dana, less time. And
wow, that was an underhanded
were to come it. Up and say, hey, we've got a mass shooting suspect that walked into this particular grocery store between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. on the day that you were there ringing the bell. Can you help us identify him? How many random people could you list off what they were wearing? And we were looking at them. I mean, we were harassing them.
You were obnoxious.
Two of them, Sam, because I play this game where I pick out people in a crowd that look like famous people, but they aren't. And so there was one guy who looked like Walter White.
Right.
Who looked like his alter ego.
I could identify that guy.
With the hat.
Scruffy beard.
Yes.
Looked like he was
bald. I said, look, that's Kansas City's Walter White. And then there was someone else, and I said, that looks like Kansas City's whoever.
Right.
I can't even remember, and this was a couple of days ago. That's why this is, even if they can find this kid, the kid's going to go, what? Where was I? I don't know.
I don't even remember what the kid who ran into the door was wearing, and he was the most remarkable.
He was pretty remarkable.
I think he had jeans on, but that's about it.
I know what he did have on, tennis shoes, because he was running from you all.
I do remember the one guy that had a short sleeve shirt on that you said, aren't you cold? But other than that, I don't remember any other features of that guy.
Nope.
He had a short sleeve white shirt on. That's it.
Which says to me, in Providence, Rhode Island, sadly, they have nothing.
Then why are they doing so many press conferences?
Because they are desperate, Sam. Desperate.
That tells me they got nothing.
I know.
They got nothing. And if this guy is the suspect, and we have no evidence necessarily that he is, it's not illegal to walk around the streets
for 5 hours back and forth.
That's not illegal.
It's weird.
It is weird. You're right. People are allowed to be weird. People are allowed to be weird.
Not for 5 hours, Scott.
His path is very confusing. There is no order to it, to where if he were planning something, typically it would have some kind of order.
It looks like a number nine, doesn't it? He goes up, around, down. He makes a little square and then goes back down.
But if there's no way that's the only place that he walked in 5 hours.
If he successfully got rid of that gun in a place in a way that they'll never find it.
You don't think they've emptied every dumpster and trash can in that town?
What if he buried it out in the woods?
What if he still has it on him? Nobody knows who he is. Nobody knows where he is.
Why can't I think of Walter White's alter ego? I watched every single episode of that show twice.
913-586.
Heisenberg. He was Kansas City's Heisenberg.
913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. So I just saw on CNN just a second ago where the Rhode Island Attorney General said they don't even know if the shooter used a long gun or a handgun. Is this the Keystone Cops running this investigation?
I just think, Scott, too much time's passed. And not that would excuse not understanding the weapon. It's possible that the shooting happened in a way that the victims did not see it coming. If he sprayed an area, okay.
Right.
But wouldn't you still know by the ballistics what he used?
You could certainly tell the caliber of bullet.
They have 7 or 8 people in the hospital still.
The shell is what would decide if it were a long gun or a
Look
pistol.
Look at him looking over his shoulder. That is the shooter. He's walking with his hands behind his back. He's pacing back and forth in front of houses. The whole thing is... Can you imagine living in one of those houses?
No.
How freaked out you would be?
He is horribly suspicious. And the gait of his walk, G-A-I-T, the gait of his walk...
Looks pretty normal.
No.
No, he walks almost like with his feet pointed outwards, like a duck.
It also seems like he was specifically facing away from the camera at every possible turn.
Yeah.
How did he know where those cameras were?
I don't know.
On that one, he's not right there. But the when he's pacing back and forth with his hands behind his back, that is rather unique. I'm trying to think the right there in that video.
In any detective show. When they're looking around, like in Hollywood, they're looking around. It's a very demonstrative thing to do.
Like, I can't remember the last time I paced with my hands behind my back, and that jacket is so unique.
Is he wearing a jersey of some sorts underneath
No.
it? Or is that just a blue band on the bottom of the jacket?
I don't know, Sam.
I don't know, but that is a very unique jacket. And maybe his undoing at some point.
And how in the modern age, how in 2025
stop for a second. Do you see how he walks with his feet pointed outwards? It's almost like he's a duck waddling down the street.
That's not abnormal. That's very common.
Well, I understand, but not everybody does it.
Anterior pelvic tilt.
Wow.
Wow. Bragger.
Not even mad. I'm impressed by your knowledge. All right. What were you saying? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I don't remember.
All right. Well, how
in 2025 does a university like Brown have a classroom without any cameras in or out?
It was an older building that was connected to a newer building that was built, I think, 6 years ago.
Right.
Going on memory here.
Think of all of the old buildings, even on KU's campus or K-State's campus.
For whatever reason, they did not erect cameras, surveillance cameras, in the older building. Why? I do not know.
And they don't have a single camera on any walkway out of said building.
Okay, so this building was on the outskirts of campus, so that's why they're relying so heavily on other ring doorbells.
Yep.
And did this guy know that? This is all...
No, but we had a caller. This is interesting. Sucks. Like, if you think back here locally, we had a caller a few weeks ago. We were talking about the Ring system, who said it is $5, either a month or a year, I don't remember, to store your Ring doorbell data.
$5 a month. That's what
and
I do.
And you have to opt in to do that. And he said, he was law enforcement, remember? He said, you would not believe how many times we have a crime. We have Ring doorbell cameras ever. Almost no one either realizes or opts in to pay the $5 to save the data. So that if something happened outside of your house right now, Scott, and you're not paying that $5, you could probably see it in real time, or you would have the video clip on your phone right now if it just happened, but you can't go back. You know, this guy was walking in front of your house five days ago.
If I don't pay the $5,
correct.
There's no memory on my Ring doorbell.
It saves for what, Sam? 12 hours, 24 hours?
It doesn't save at all.
He said, if you have to go back for any reason, you cannot go back and...
Huh. If you don't pay the $5, it's basically just a live camera feed that you can tap into whenever you want to. So, like, say somebody rings your doorbell, you can tap into it then. But I pay the $5 fee, and it stores, I think, for 180 days. Every single time somebody walks in front of my camera and sets it off, it will say person detected, and it will save whatever clip of that person being in front of my door.
I think it's cheaper if you pay up front. And I think I did, Sam. I didn't realize you were supposed to, but I think I did.
I paid $42 for the year for the $5 a month plan.
Yes.
So yeah, you get a pretty good discount.
So if you take nothing away from this conversation today, go through your Ring system. And if you want to be able to go back and retrieve, you know, we had somebody steal a car 3 nights ago. Did you see anything on your Ring doorbell camera? The only way you're going to be able to do that is if you pay that $5.
Interesting point from the text line. This guy's picture, this guy, a video of this guy has been broadcast all over America for days now.
Mm-hmm.
Say it is just Joe Blow, who was
weirdly walking around
casing
Rhode Island, right? Yeah. Say it is. Do you turn yourself in and say, hey, it wasn't me?
Yes.
How? How do you prove it wasn't you?
How do you prove it was? It's not on me to prove it wasn't me.
Well,
it's
right, on you to prove that it was. If you turn yourself in, you're guaranteeing that you're going to be arrested until they figure it out. And all they're going to do is sit down and say, well, did you do it? No. Did you do it? No. Prove you didn't do it. I was just walking around. Well, did
for
you do
5 hours?
You're going to be in jail for a long time just because they decided that you were the suspect.
That's 1 hour longer than we are on the air. Can you just walking randomly in one spot?
If you're looking for me to say it's not weird, I'm not going to do it.
There are people who do weird stuff like
if
that.
If you said 1 hour, I'd be like, well
but what if
he's not on a walk? Maybe he's rehabbing his knee. I don't know.
What if he has mental issues and he's just...
5 hours, Scott?
Yeah, I don't know.
We used to live in an apartment complex where there was a wonderfully nice young man. I think he was late 20s, who had autism. And he would walk circles around one of the sections of the apartment complex for 8 hours a day. I would leave for work. He's walking his circles with his headphones in. I would get home from work. Guess what he was doing?
Walking
his circles with his headphones in.
I mean, I think it's weird. I think it's a little suspicious, very suspicious. But that doesn't make you a killer. It makes you different. Interesting. Suspicious. But if to answer your question, Dana, or the Texas question, if that was me and I'm watching TV one night, just sitting around watching Anderson Cooper 360, whatever, and I see a picture of me with that very distinct jacket walking up and down the street, I am going to the police saying, here's me and I didn't do it. And you can hook me up to any lie detector test you want. You can bring in your best detective. I dare you.
And how do you know they're not going to pin it on you?
Richard Jewell. Richard Jewell me.
You've got to have evidence.
You have no evidence that it wasn't you other than your word saying I was just out.
You don't think this is going to be an extremist. This is going to be someone that as soon as they figure out who it is, you go to their social media, you talk to their friends, they're going to go, yeah, he's a complete weirdo. I'm not surprised at all.
But
that's how these things work.
But Sam, I go back to my original point. It's not my responsibility to prove I didn't do it. It's your responsibility to prove that I did.
And they have no responsibility to let you out of jail until they figure that out.
So what, you're just going to wait until they show up at your door? You look even more guilty.
Fair point. Maybe he was bored and homeless, text line.
Okay.
Yeah, nice jacket for being homeless. Not that homeless people can't have nice jackets. That's not what I meant.
Look at you offending everybody today.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, don't forget, we're wrapping up Coats for Kids 2025 in 2 days on Friday. And thanks to your generosity, we have already surpassed our goal of 1,000 coats. We're upping the ante a little bit. If you can help, please do. We're going for 2,000 coats now. I think would be a record for Coats for Kids. If you can help us out, just go to our website, kmbz.com, and click on the Coats for Kids logo, or text in the word KMBZ Coats. That's one word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321. And a huge thank you to Operation Warm and Pinnacle Bank, our partners over the years with Coats for Kids. Steve in Paola. Steve, hello. Welcome. Steve Wants.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
There you are. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So Dana has one of those bird cameras. And how do you store pictures on that? You have one of those micro cards. And a lot of these cameras have micro cards with them. And so you'd be able to go back. I mean, I have 256 gigabyte micro cards that you can store, you know, umpteen photos.
Oh, wow.
With. And so if you have one of those in your camera, with your camera, you can get all kinds, they can find all kinds of pictures.
You're right. I don't know that police have asked anybody to look at their bird cameras, but that's a great point, Steve. It's very clear photos.
But the only question about that would be, most people would put that in their backyard, would they not? You're not going to put that in your front yard.
Probably not, because they double as surveillance cameras. They really do.
I mean, it depends on wherever the birds are, right?
It does.
Do they detect human movement,
they
too?
They do, and we specifically pointed ours in a direction where it would also capture anyone that was coming toward the house.
Look at you being a...
Well, it was my mom that was like, you know, that's also a surveillance camera. I'm like, oh.
She's a crime stopper.
I'm a crime stopper and a bird watch. I'm a bird watching crime stopper.
Huh. Okay.
I fear that they are not going to find this guy.
I'm starting to think the same thing, Sam, sadly.
They have zero lead. Zilch.
Well, and
they don't even know if the guy they're looking for is the right guy.
And Dana said earlier she used the word desperate, and I think that's pretty accurate. Yeah,
looking for a guy that may have been near the guy that may have walked by the guy 5 days ago says to me they don't have anything, but we'll keep you posted.
From Biloxi, Mississippi, you know the area.
I do.
Police have arrested a Texas woman accused of putting razors in several bakery items at multiple Walmart locations in Mississippi.
Good God.
Police have arrested 33-year-old Camille Benson and charged her, I love the crime, attempted mayhem.
Stop it. It is not attempted mayhem.
Charged her with attempted mayhem.
But you said it was the bakery section, not the deli.
Get out. Get out.
I need you to leave right now. a tip to investigators stated that she had been seen in one Walmart
on Division
Street.
Pushing it into loaves of bread.
Over the past 11 days, razor blades were found in several bakery items.
That sounds like a disgruntled employee to me.
They found a razor blade in a banana nut muffin and in a loaf of bread, as you mentioned. However, employees never reported it to police until the most recent incident.
What? Why would you not report that?
Walmart has removed all of the suspected bread. As of now, no injuries have been reported. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's a doozy.
Thank you, Textline. You're right. Dana is also a bush jumper outer.
Yes, I am.
Crime observer.
The Biloxi Police Department, by the way, says it does not believe any other stores were targeted, so... Read that. She had a beef with that Walmart. Oh, a fish hook as well.
Oh.
Line forms to the left.
That is mayhem.
Look at that. She has that bleached curly hair.
Attempted mayhem.
And a face tat.
You're leaving off the obvious, the tattoo over her right eyebrow.
Is that the first time that they've ever charged somebody with attempted mayhem?
I think so, too.
Why are you not playing the clip?
Because he can't find it, because he probably got rid of it, because he only makes fun of us and not himself.
That's not true. We've got a guy training in here. I'm trying to push as few buttons as possible. Everybody say hi to Jason.
Hi, Jason. You know we're here because we love you.
Yes. But he needs to learn that there are certain things that he'll be expected to do in your absence over the next 2 weeks.
If it was the cheese aisle, that would have been some extra sharp cheddar.
Okay. I can't do it.
I can't either. We've got 2 more days till the end of the week.
Jason, you're taking over the board. Sam, you're on the mic.
Get out.
We're leaving. Apparently, the gift bag that you'll receive at the 2026 Golden Globes will contain roughly $1 million worth of goodies.
Which is taxed. Not that we feel bad for those receiving the basket, but that is taxed as income.
The January 11th ceremony, which will be hosted by Nikki Glaser, for the second year in a row, is set to make dreams come true in more ways than one. As for what is inside the jaw-dropping gift bag worth $1 million, it depends on the attendees' taste. According to the award show official website, this year's gift bags will be completely customizable, and certain selections are quite limited. Some of them include travel gifts, where you can get a 3-night stay at the Hilton Maldives Resort and Spa, which is valued at $80,000.
They better have to pay the California tax on that.
Tax on gifts.
Or a 3-night stay in a beachfront villa in Turks and Caicos, yes, estimated please. At $50,000. Turks and Caicos is the most beautiful place I've ever been in my life.
Because if anything, we need to give the millionaires in Hollywood more valuable items.
You know why they do that, Sam? They want them to show up.
Yeah.
How awkward is it where the Oscar goes to? We've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't be here tonight. But accepting in their honor.
News coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Jewelry, quote you a fair price for it.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.